And now, the United States Mint, one of the nation's leading producers of fine new money, presents another dramatic story from the files of the Emergency Ward.
Greetings and welcome. I'm Dr. Gerhard Snutten, handsome young physician who's not yet established a practice of his own. Instead, I work in the emergency ward of a big city hospital. The emergency ward is a place where the story of human misery unfolds 24 hours a day. Take the other evening, for example. I was utilizing a spare moment to make some vital calculations when my associate, Nurse Rudehouse, turned to me and said,
"Why are you scribbling all those figures on the back of that sports car magazine, Doctor?"
"I was just trying to determine how many tonsillectomies I'd have to perform in order to buy a new 1976 Alfa Hispano. It would have to be either 8 operations at $3,000 each, or 3,000 operations at $8 each."
"Well, normally a tonsillectomy costs more than $8, but less than $3,000. Can't you set your fee somewhere in between?"
"No, I'm sorry. The car I want to buy costs $24,000. The only numbers that go into $24,000 evenly are 8 and 3,000."
"I think that man who just came in is blowing his whistle at us, Doctor."
"So it would appear, Nurse Rudehouse. Stand back and let me handle this. My good man, speaking as the physician in charge, while Dr. Moberly is on vacation, I can assure you that making noise in this hospital is forbidden. Is that clear?"
"Well, I think he's trying to tell you that he can't get the whistle out of his mouth, Doctor."
"Nonsense. Anyone can take a whistle out of his mouth, unless he has some neurotic reason for keeping it in there. Sir, suppose you start by telling me about your unhappy childhood."
"Well, Doctor, I really don't think you can psychoanalyze a person who just stands there blowing a whistle. You have to take the whistle out of his mouth first."
No, he has to remove it of his own free will in order to be cured. However, we shouldn't be discussing this case in front of the patient. Sir, would you be good enough to wait in the hall?"
"Hey, Doc, guess what happened?"
"Well, it's quite obvious what happened. You stumbled and fell down like a clumsy oaf, but you're now able to accept this flaw in your character, so it's no longer necessary for you to keep a whistle in your mouth. Isn't that correct?"
"Well, partly, as you say, I stumbled and fell down like a clumsy oaf, but the main thing that did was to shake the whistle loose so it could fall out of my mouth. You see, it got stuck to my lips when I blew it right after I'd eaten a taffy apple. That's why I came here for emergency treatment."
"Well, if you told me that in the first place, I wouldn't have had to guide you through the long process of psychoanalysis."
"Well, the main thing is that I got well again. What do I owe you, Doc?"
"Well, most psychiatrists charge at least $50 an hour, but since your treatment was completed in less than that, I'd say $1.25 should be about right."
"Yeah, well, that sounds fair to me, too. So, here you are.
Thank you.
And goodbye."
"Goodbye." "Well, Nurse Rudehouse, you've once again seen medical science enable a crazy mixed-up kid to start leading a useful life. So just enter the notation in your casebook, patient released, cured."
Join us again soon when the United States Mint, one of the nation's leading producers of money, will bring you another dramatic story from the files of the Emergency Ward.